A doctor races against time in hope of saving a dying girl with the help of Padre Pio's intercession. Stay tuned to hear what happened.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome back to our YouTube channel following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. Today's story comes from the book Padre Pio and the Souls in Purgatory by Father Alessio Parente. Father Alessio shares a testimony from a doctor who was a close friend of Padre Pio. These events took place in the late 1940s. One day, the doctor received a letter from a worried mother whose daughter was seriously ill. Now, this girl had always been healthy, but suddenly she became extremely weak and frail. She was reduced to skin and bones, as they say. No medical treatment was helping, and it seemed like there was no hope for recovery. The mother, who was feeling desperate, approached the doctor and asked him to seek Padre Pio's prayers on behalf of her daughter. The doctor, sensing a need for urgency, decided to deliver the letter personally that same night. When he reached Padre Pio, he said, "I have a letter for you." And you know what Padre Pio replied? He said, "I don't have time now. Could you deliver it some other time?" Now you can only imagine how the doctor must have felt. He went out of his way to deliver the letter as soon as possible, and now Padre Pio doesn't even want to look at it. Well, the doctor had to leave town for a few hours for some urgent family matters. But when he returned home, he saw the letter on his table and thought, "That poor woman, I really need to talk to Padre Pio about this tonight." So he went straight to Padre Pio's cell and sat next to him on his bed. The doctor read the heartfelt letter and asked, "What should I tell this mother? How should I respond?" Padre Pio simply replied, "Leave it." "What?" asked the doctor, confused. He couldn't understand why Padre Pio would say that. The girl was so sick and time was running out. "I said, leave it," repeated Padre Pio. The doctor concluded that it was too late for prayer and that nothing more could be done to save the girl's life. However, Padre Pio sensed his despair and went on to explain something profound. He said, "Perhaps you are unaware that I can pray for my great-grandfather to have a peaceful death." "But he passed away many years ago," the doctor responded. "Yes, I am aware of that," Padre Pio affirmed. "Nevertheless, I can still offer prayers for him to have a peaceful death. Allow me to illustrate this with examples. Both of us have departed from this world, and by the grace and mercy of the Lord, we are required to remain in purgatory for hundreds of years. Throughout those years, no one remembers us, no requiem is said, and no mass is offered for the liberation of our souls. Centuries pass by, and someone remembers Padre Pio, who passed away about a century ago, while others recall the doctor and request masses to be celebrated. What are your thoughts on this?" The doctor replied, "I would say it's like going back to the past." "No," Padre Pio responded sharply. "For the Lord, the past does not exist, and neither does the future. Everything is an eternal present. These prayers have already been taken into account, and thus I can still pray for a peaceful death for my great-grandfather." Their conversation concluded, and the doctor returned home, where his wife handed him a letter that had just arrived. It was from the mother of the sick girl, the very same one he had just discussed with Padre Pio. The letter expressed her heartfelt gratitude as the daughter had shown signs of improvement. Amazed by the positive news, the doctor felt a strong urge to share the letter with Padre Pio. With a warm smile, Padre Pio responded, "Do you really think the Lord needs your bureaucracy? Or that someone who needs grace and favor must write it on a piece of paper to be delivered to Padre Pio?" End of testimony. This testimony highlights the transcendent nature of prayer. Padre Pio's insight into the eternal present underscores the boundless nature of God's existence. While we experience time in a linear fashion due to the limitation of our physical senses, Padre Pio reminds us that God is not confined by such constraints. Therefore, our prayers hold the power to transcend time and space itself. So this story teaches us that it is never too late to offer our prayers and petitions. And as Padre Pio hinted, let us not overlook those souls in purgatory who may have no one else to pray for them. So let's be mindful to include them in our prayers, recognizing that our petitions have the capacity to reach beyond what our human senses can perceive. Saint Gertrude the Great, a 13th century German nun, writer, and mystic, who was graced with many heavenly visions, recited a powerful prayer to free souls from purgatory. Our Lord showed her a vast number of souls entering heaven from purgatory as a result of her faithful and frequent recitation of this prayer. Here it is. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of thy divine Son Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, for those in my own home and in my family. Amen. Thank you for listening. Please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories. We have a new playlist, Padre Pio Thought for the Day. Check it out. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You will find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.